Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm sorry if you were tuning in to hear about the AT-ACT. I didn't get the D-cell battery, so I wasn't able to put it through the full battery of tests. So instead, we are going to look at Transformers Generations Titans Return Legends Wave 2. This is a wave that maybe you need, and maybe you don't. Three cell phones, basically, are made for Soundwave. In the original Transformers line, you had cassette tapes that turn into little robots or animals that can fit into Soundwave's tape deck chest. This new one has little cell phones that can, for some reason, dock in there. I don't really understand, but it's a neat functionality, and it's pretty cool. Ravage, Rumble, and Laserbeak are the three available now. If you missed out on Buzzsaw, he was available about a year ago, and it's pretty much the same mold as Laserbeak. It fits together very nicely. I would say it's probably the best of them as far as transforming from one state to another goes. The wings fold out, the head can go up, there are little feet that fold down, there's a little tail, and it looks kind of like a condor or a vulture or whatever it is that he's supposed to be. Yeah, it's a bird. And there's a third mode. It's kind of a forklift, and it's supposed to be used through Titan Master figures, and I gotta say, I really don't like it all that much. But the bird mode's okay, and the phone mode's pretty good, so it's pretty good. I wish it did a little bit more, or had an accessory, but it is certainly a good upgrade. I mean, if you have the original Generation 1 toy or the Masterpiece toy, this may not be something you need, but the stickers are cool, I like the graphics on the display, paint job's nice, and the size is decent. It goes along with the Leader Class Soundwave quite nicely. Ravage! Oh boy, they gotta do it again. It's just not any good. The original G1 toy is pretty great. The Masterpiece toy is pretty good. The Universe toy from 2009 that came with Hound, I had no problem with it. It was a little cassette tape to turn into Ravage. The head could be a little bit better. Transformation wasn't perfect, but I liked it. It was fun. It was the right size. It was convincing. This new one's kind of a mess. The coloring is a little weird. There's some gray where I think it should be black, and it just feels a little disjointed. A lot of hollow space, and it doesn't hold together the greatest. In the data slug mode, or phone, or whatever, the panels kind of massage them into place, and it doesn't always smoothly go into Soundwave's chest cavity. It's an okay Jaguar mode. It's not great. I hesitate to call it the worst thing ever. I'm sure there's something worse I'm not thinking about. It's just not fantastic. The head's actually a very good head sculpt. The proportions are more or less what you want. It's got the butt wings, which I just can't get behind. And on Stripes, it was less of an issue because in America, nobody really knows Stripes yet. So if they made them look weird, who cares? It's Stripes. Ravage, we know what Ravage looks like. The guns aren't right. The colors aren't right. The proportions aren't right. It's a different character, basically. And as a toy in its own right, it's okay, but even the jet mode's a little weird because it looks like a cell phone with wings and a cockpit. Why? It's creative. They certainly gave it a good shot. I wouldn't call it essential unless you're like me and a completist. Like, if you buy this Soundwave and you want to get all the little devices for them, you have to get this. But otherwise, if you missed it, wouldn't be the worst thing. Rounding out the set's actually pretty good. It is Rumble, which is red this time, and because if you keep track, Rumble is blue or red, and Frenzy is red or blue, depending on who you ask, what you watch, and when. There's an argument about this that's been going since the 90s. Don't get into it. It's a remold of Rewind. The chest has been replaced by a different painted symbol, so it's pretty cool in how they managed to pull that off. The stickers are okay on the slug mode. It has a new head sculpt, and of course it has a gun, just like Rewind did. Transformation's good, stands well, proportions are nice. I like the head sculpt, colors are great. I would go as far as to say this is the unquestionable champion of the wave. It's about a 4-inch tall robot, and it fits just fine in Soundwave's chest. There might be a better one someday, but right now I can't picture it. I think this is one of the best, if not the best. I have the Masterpiece one. I'd rather play with this one. So definitely get yourself Rumble, definitely get yourself Laserbeak, if you don't already have Buzzsaw, and even if you do, colors are really nice. Ravage, you'll buy because you're like me and you have to have it, even though you're not going to enjoy it as much as you might have enjoyed Kickback or Gnaw or Bumblebee or Wheelie or some of the rest. You can order them from Entertainment Earth today. You can also not. There's a lot of great Transformers items up right now. There will be more going up very soon. Keep checking our website on various upcoming holidays for more new items going up. If you're staying up for Santa, maybe you want to reload in the middle of the night and see what comes up. Just throwing that out there. Not saying there's going to be Transformers. Not saying there's not going to be. You'll have to find out. Check out more exciting offers on entertainmentearth.com. We're offering a bunch of great sales right now. We're adding new items almost every day to the point where it's becoming unpleasant, but we've got so much new stuff to share with you. It's amazing how many great licensed collectible toys and statues and other great items are coming up every day. You can follow us on Ent Earth on Twitter to find out more, or on Facebook, or elsewhere. We're going to tell you as much new stuff as we can as soon as we can, and boy howdy, have I got a list to die for the next couple of weeks. You're just going to be very happy with a lot of what you see. And I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast for the first post-New Year's show. I have something I'm actually quite excited to talk about, only technically it's not available yet, even though I'm looking at one right now, so we're going to have to talk about that later. But for fun, I'm going to see if I can do something with it right now, and you can hear it, and if you can guess what it is, I will deny that I did this. But okay, I'm putting it back into one form. And now I'm going to connect a couple of things together. Can you guess what that is? Of course not. But if you can, you can tweet us at EntEarth, and I'd be curious to see what you have to say. So, or Adam16bit, too. That's where I hang, because I'm hip and with it to the socialist medias of today. See you next time, everybody. Have a happy series of holidays, because there's quite a few coming up. And I will see you next time.